Hey, 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 it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to heal my emotional pain and to clear the muddy waters in my marriage. And I took that artwork and I put it on products such as journals and t-shirts and cards. And I no longer declare that I produce power from my pain, because I don't have the power to do so. I decree and declare that I am God resilient, and you are with us on this beautiful day, another day of the God resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb podcast. And I pray that God blesses you on this day. Amen. How are you? As you know, we are firing up on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live. God bless you. Facebook Live, God bless you, and we are recording the podcast. Amen. How are you this Sunday morning? It is February 18th, and we praise God, and I think it's our day 31. Amen. Not 31 consecutive days with the God Resilient podcast, but definitely day 31. Amen. As we move forward in the Lord. Guys know I'm still a little nasally, getting over a cold, but we praise God. Amen. So now let's do what we came to do. We came to pray. We came to process the devotional on today and to pursue God's word. So let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. Father God, we yield ourselves to you. And Father God, we thank you. Father God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, we enter into thy gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into thy courts with praise. You are a gracious God. You are definitely a sovereign God. Amen. The earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein, Lord God. It all belongs to you. You are sovereign, you are righteous, you are gracious, you are merciful, you are loving and kind. You are definitely a provider, definitely a protector, and definitely a healer. Father God, we love you. Father God, we worship you. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Move in us. It is in you that we live and move and have our being. Now, Father God, we invite you into this space and this place. We invite you through these airways, Lord God, these platforms, Lord God. We saturate it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, give us a word this morning that will encourage our hearts, that will exhort us, that will lift us up. Lord, we love you and we need you. Now, Father God, I yield myself to you as a vessel. Speak through me. Have your way in me. Hide me behind the cross of Jesus Christ. Hide me in the cleft of thy wings. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, Elise. It is wonderful to see you on Facebook this morning. Thank you. Yes, I am feeling a little better. Continue to keep me in your prayers. Amen, amen, amen. So you guys know that we have been talking about kingdom value. Amen. And what it means to have kingdom value. Because it definitely does not align with the worldly value or the earthly value. Amen. And so today, we are going to talk about those unachievable standards. Yes, we all have standards. Whether it's the standards that we set for ourselves or those standards that other people set for us. And we talk a lot about, my husband and I specifically, when we are dealing with couples, and we talk about those unrealistic expectations that we either put on our spouse or our spouse puts on us. And a lot of times, those unrealistic expectations are these unachievable standards of behavior that people are expecting from us. And a lot of times, we're expecting people to do for us that we can't do for ourselves. Or we're expecting people to do something that we can't even do. that we don't even want to do, but we put demands and pressures on other people. But on today, we're not going to necessarily talk about those unrealistic expectations that we put on people. We're going to talk about those unachievable standards. And they can somewhat be the same exact thing, but let's look at it from a kingdom perspective and from a biblical perspective. Amen. And so when we're talking about these unachievable standards, we are talking about striving for perfection or having this unrealistic societal standard that results in a sense of failure. How many of us have experienced a sense of failure in life? If I can put up both hands and both feet, okay, that is something that I struggle with all the time. And I don't know if I necessarily have unrealistic expectations, but I definitely have set some high standards for myself that it doesn't even appear to be high to me. Amen. But when I don't meet my goals, when I don't meet my standards, when my plan is not accomplished, amen, then a sense of failure sets in. Elise says, sacred waters, setting boundaries and being on the same page as a married couple. Amen. So you're going back to having those unrealistic expectations in your marriage. Amen. And in order for a couple to engage in sacred waters and have sacred waters, they got to set boundaries in their relationship. And they cannot put unrealistic expectations on each other. We got to let our spouses be who they are. Amen. And so I want you guys to put in the chat, like, what high standard have you set for yourself? Or if you don't want to talk about that, tell me about a time that you experienced a sense of failure. Amen. When have you experienced this sense of failure? Let's talk about that. I'm going to hear from you in the chat, because if we are feeling like failures, that will impact the way that we show up. That'll impact the way that we consider ourselves as valuable. I don't want to do anything if I'm going to fail at it. And I can keep trying, because I know, okay, maybe one time I'm not going to get it right because I'm new at something. I'll give myself 2 times, 3 times, 4 times to keep trying at something. But after a while, if I keep trying and I keep failing, then I'm going to give up. I'm not going to keep doing it. And then it's going to either hinder me trying something else again. Should I even try? Sometimes people fail once and they out. You know, and it depends on how great the failure is. The greater the risk, you know, the greater the reward, or the greater the loss. You know, it all depends on where you are and what you're talking about. And so we all experience a sense of failure. And depending on our personality, depending on our faith in God to be able to get back up and to keep going, some of us show up with that residue of failure in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our spirit, in our talk, in our walk. Amen. And we gotta ask the Lord to help us to remove all the residue from having that sense of failure, because we strove for something. We had a standard. We wanted something. We had a plan. We had a goal, and we were unable to meet that plan or to meet that goal. Amen. And when we don't put our value in God, when we don't see ourselves the way God sees us, when we don't turn to God for the standard that he has for our lives. Amen. Maybe we are trying to do something that God never called us to do. So if he never called us to do it, then it's not going to work out because he's sovereign and he has another plan for our lives. So then if we're trying to do something that God never told us to do, are we really failures in God? Is God viewing us as a failure? I don't think so. And so that's why everything we do, it must be done in God. And there are times that God is not going to allow you to get it right the first time. I mean, God just allows a lot of natural circumstances to happen. Like, God doesn't defy natural law, right? A baby, the first time a baby gets up to walk, what is he going to do? He's going to fall. His legs aren't strong enough. He doesn't have the stability. He doesn't have the balance together. But that baby will keep trying and keep trying, and eventually that baby is walking. And as soon after that baby walking, honey, that baby is running. God allows the baby to fall. The first time you get on a bike, you're going to fall until you get the stride, until you get the balance, until you get the coordination of moving your legs, holding the steering wheel, looking up, and balancing it all. Amen. The first time you fell off a bike, did you never get back on one? But that's what happens when we have these unachievable standards for ourselves. And sometimes those unachievable standards does not come from God. It comes from us. It comes from the things we want. It comes from what we see other people doing. Amen. Terry says, good morning, Terry. God bless you. She says, I have experienced failure many times. And every time it was God that helped me and brought me through every single time. There is no failure in God. Sometimes falling is part of the process. God bless you, Terry. That was very encouraging. Amen. And then her husband, Gil, says, amen. I was just typing that. That baby's perspective is not failing. It's learning. Ooh, that's really good. Going back to the example of the baby learning to walk. Amen. The baby didn't consider himself as failing. The baby has no concept of what failing is. The baby was learning. The baby is learning. And could that be what's going on with us? I know we're talking about those unachievable standards, but could we be in a process where we are learning, not failing? I know my husband and I, years ago, we said we're going to take an L, right? And taking an L does not mean that you are taking a loss. Taking an L means that you're taking a lesson and that you're learning. And it's like, even though we said that, I don't think I believed it in my heart. Because we took a lot of L's. We took a whole lot of L's. And it got to the point that those learning lessons turned into losses. And then I began to experience a sense of failure. Amen. And that thing was so real to me. Amen. And I didn't want to get back up. I didn't want to get back in the race again. But if it was not for the Lord, amen, that's why I no longer declare that I am God resilient. Because I have no power. I mean, I'm no longer human resilient. I don't produce power from my pain. Because if truth be told, I don't have the ability. If truth be told, I want to quit. If truth be told, I want to give up. If truth be told, I don't want to keep trying again. I don't want to keep being embarrassed again. I don't want to keep spending more money again. I don't want to keep on and keep on and keep going and trying to figure it out. I don't want to keep spending more time, more energy, more money, more effort, more this, all for it not to work. Amen. But we can't give up. We got to keep going. We got to keep trying. We got to look at what did we learn. If truth be told, I'm tired of learning. I'm tired of trying to figure it out. I want something to work. If you've ever felt that way before, put an amen in the chat. Amen. Sometimes we just want it to work. We don't want to try to figure it out. Amen. But we have sometimes unachievable standards. Amen. Sometimes it's unachievable standards that we set for ourselves. And that's not of God. Amen. So now let's turn to his word, because I want, maybe we can relate to who we're going to read about in his word. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 20. And if you can put that in the chat, amen. Oh, Pastor Carr is here this morning. God bless you, Pastor Carr. She says, I have experienced failure being a pastor and dealing with church folk. Sometimes I feel like Jonah and Rachel. I understand. I understand. Didn't necessarily feel like a failure as a pastor, but I felt like a failure in business. You guys know our story. I'm not going to continue to repeat it, but with Opportunity Inc. and my husband and I was having that conversation. We kept trying and kept trying and kept trying, and we kept doing our part. And we found that we would show up. We would do our part. We would be present. We would be there. We would keep our end of the bargain. We would keep our end of the contract. It was other people who would flip on us. Other people who would change. Other people who were out of integrity. Amen. It wasn't always us. It was who we were surrounded by. It was who we had in our circle. It was just people being people. People being dishonest. People saying one thing and doing another. Amen. And I don't know all of your story, Pastor Carr, and what you experienced as a pastor. You know, all we can do is be obedient and preach the word of God. We can't make people be obedient. And I don't know if this is your story, but we just can't make people be obedient. We can't make people show up. We can't make people seek God. We can't make people serve God. We can't make people, you know, do what the word says. Amen. But I understand, because you feel like, well, God, with all of my effort, don't let my labor be in vain. You know what I mean? Let something that I do work. Let me see the fruit of my labor. You know, why does everything have to be contingent upon other people? If I'm doing my part, God, then show up on my behalf. If I'm studying, Lord, and being obedient and keeping my end of the bargain and honoring my word, then why do I got to be held up because of somebody else? If I did my part, Lord, then work this out for me, you know, but we can't do things without other people. It's crazy. But again, I'm not quite sure if that's your story, Pastor Carr, but I understand what it's like to be a leader. I understand what it's like to have all eyes on you. And it doesn't matter what you do. Everything rises and falls upon you because you are the leader. You can be the parent of the household. Your kids go to school and cut a fool, and teachers and principals are looking at you like you are a horrible parent. Because the first thing we say is, well, they got to get that from home. They got to get that from home. And you're just like, no, my child don't act like this at home. I don't know what happens to my child when they leave my house. I have no clue why they think they can come to school and embarrass me. Amen. Gilbert says, oh my, when I was recovering from early stages of my TBIs and learning how to do things, I lost over again. I never was a failure. It was, how can I do this? I fell down many times. I would pray to God and trusted that he will be there. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gil, for that testimony. He said, 3 months later, I was running. My testimony to the partnership between God and me. Amen. That's an amazing testimony, Gil. He said he never looked at himself as a failure. He got into partnership with God And it took 3 months of him continuing to get up, continuing to pray, continuing to trust God. And eventually he was running. 3 months later, he was running because he got into partnership with God. And that is a powerful testimony. Are we in partnership with God? Which goes back to those unachievable standards that we set for ourselves. Are we setting our own standards? Or are we setting, or are we living by the standards that God set for us? Are we trying to make our own goals, you know, come to pass? Are we trying to reach our own goals? Or are we getting in alignment and in agreement with what God told us to do? And are we trusting God for the results? Amen. That's the question. What are we doing? What are we striving for? Didn't sound like Gil was striving for perfection. He was looking at progress. Gil was focused more on his progress than perfection. What if we switch out the word progress for perfection? Are we progressing? Are we making progress? Are we closer to the goal than we were yesterday? Is the vision clearer? Amen. Terry says, that's so good. Thank you for getting into agreement, Terry. Gilbert says, I remember my struggles. God will never leave us. He never quits on us. We leave God. My God. Such a powerful testimony. Thank you, Gil, for your testimony. We are won over by on the account of the blood of the Lamb and on the account of the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. We denounce all human resilience and we declare that we are God resilient. We have no power to do anything on our own. Amen. None whatsoever. And for those of you guys on YouTube, I appreciate you for being here. For those who are on Facebook, I appreciate you. May it's something about Gil's testimony, amen, that will encourage you. This man had multiple traumatic brain injuries. He could not walk. Amen. He had to learn how to do everything over again. Not one time did he beat himself up. Not one time did he give up. But he got into partnership with God. And he trusted God. And he prayed to the Lord. Amen. God never leaves us. God never quits on us. We leave God. Don't leave God. Don't leave him. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. He will direct your path. Gil acknowledged God. Every single day when he got up to walk, he did not do anything on his own. He trusted God. He prayed to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there another testimony? Hallelujah. Does someone else, whether you are on YouTube or on Facebook, is there another testimony out there? Amen. It is your testimony that's going to encourage someone else. Gil says, Moses, as you said, had to listen and do what God said. Are we listening and doing what God said? Or are we doing what we want to do? Are we doing what we see others do? Or are we doing what God told us to do? Are we? Are we in God's will? We talked about being in God's will yesterday. Are we being in God's will? Are we in the Lord's will? Are we doing what God told us to do? Are we being obedient? Obedience is better than sacrifice. And the willing and the obedient eat the good of the land. You have kingdom value. But your kingdom value is not in these expectations or these standards that we set for ourselves. No. The question is, Terry, Elise, Gil, Pastor Carr, and whomever else is out there but did not announce yourself. Amen. Did you do what God told you to do? If you did what God told you to do, then you have kingdom value. Because your obedience brings value to you. Your obedience blesses you. Your obedience opens doors for you. Your obedience to God is valuable in His kingdom. Let's not ever forget our trust. Look at Gil. His trust and faith in God was valuable in God's kingdom. And he was not only walking in 3 months, he was running in 3 months. Don't look at the world standards. Don't look at someone else's church. Don't look at someone else's business, someone else's marriage, someone else's whatever, family, whatever. God has a different assignment for them. We are putting standards on ourselves that God did not put on us. Get into partnership with God. See what He wants you to do and how He wants you to do it and the standards that He set for you. Gil says, our continual challenges is to learn how God speaks to us. And He does differently to each one of us. The way He speaks to you is not the way He speaks to me. Amen. What He's called you to do, He has not called me to do. How He's called you to lead is not how He's called me to lead. Amen. We can trust God. We can trust Him. Terry says, my focus is to be and do what God wants. How, when, where, and with whomever He chooses. That's her focus. God, who do you want me to be? And what do you want me to do? How you want me to do it? When you want me to do it? Where you want me to do it? And who you want? And who do you want me to do it with? Pastor Carr says, my testimony is I was betrayed by people who loved me, my family members, my friend betrayed me. I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. But God had to separate me, and it has made me stronger. Amen. Amen. Betrayal cuts deep, especially people who love you or people you love, friends you love. Yeah. It hurts so bad because you get sideswiped. It's so unexpected and it's so hurtful. And your heart is wide open and you never thought it would happen. And God will separate you from some people. Amen. And I'm so glad that it has made you stronger, Pastor Carr. Amen. I am so glad that you are here today to be able to give that testimony, to say, but God. That's what we are, God resilient. That is the name of this podcast. God resilient. We can't do it on our own. We don't have the power to do it on our own. But with God, through God, through praying, through trusting, through believing, Terry says, like a rug pulled from under you, I can relate and identify. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Carr, for that testimony. Other people can understand. Being betrayed is like the rug being pulled from under you. Knocks you off your square. It is so unexpected. And I think you're more bewildered and shocked. And then you deal with the hurt, the anger, the depression. Amen. And it's a grieving process. You end up grieving the loss of the friend, the loss of the trust, the loss of the relationship. Then you have to grieve what you thought was and then begin to accept what is after the betrayal. Yes, honey. Yes. We are with you, Pastor Carr. May God heal you. May God continue to strengthen you. And may God show you and give you a different perspective, that you would no longer view your pastorship as a sense of failure. Amen. I'm still working on that. Gil says, our strengths come from our test. Our testimony comes from our resilience and overcoming. As they say, we can't have a testimony without a test. Amen. What is your testimony? How did God enable you to bounce back and to overcome? Share your story. Share it. Don't hide from it. Don't be embarrassed by it, but share it. Stand on it. Believe in it. Give God the glory. Amen. Because if it was not for God, where would we be? Amen. Where would we be? We are going to continue this topic on tomorrow. We didn't necessarily get in word in God's word today, but that's why when we pray and we ask the Lord, amen, to lead us and to guide us, this is the direction that we went in today. But we're definitely going to finish this up on tomorrow. And I thank Gil, amen, for his testimony and for sharing his testimony and for standing strong in his testimony, amen, and giving us the encouragement that we can go on, that we can continue. Elise says, my sense of failure is allowing certain people to be in my circle because I have trust issues, being stabbed in my back. I now learn to cut my circle. I now have inner peace within me. I no longer have too many people in my circle. I have higher standards and expectations for myself. I'm trusting God in my process, allowing God to lead and guide me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Elise, for that testimony. Amen. Gil says, our testimony is given to us by God, so they can be examples of God's power. Amen. Thank you, Elise, for sharing that. How many of us had the wrong people in our circle? Amen. And we had to get rid of them. And when we got rid of them, we began to experience peace. Amen. Terry says, I'm getting stronger every day. A few months ago, I couldn't walk or hold a cell phone. Forever grateful. He's so faithful. My God, look at the testimonies coming in. YouTube, do you have any testimonies to share about God's power and God's grace and God's mercy and the fact that you are God resilient? Amen. And the fact that you don't have to experience a sense of failure. That you are learning, that you are progressing every day. You're progressing. You're not where you were yesterday. Thank God. But you are where you are today. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. Any other testimonies? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Share your testimony. Amen. Gil says, amen, Terry. I am a witness to your struggles and how you and God worked. Amen. A married couple testifying about the power of God, about the healing power of God, about the delivering power of God. A married couple testifying to God's goodness and grace, being a witness to how God is working in each other's lives. Amen. Powerful testimony. Thank you to Gil and Terry Wheeler. God bless you. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. May God continue to keep you. Amen. May God continue to show himself powerful in each of your lives. Amen. Continue to trust God. Continue to move forward. Don't give up. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. Amen. Pastor Carr says, my circle is aligned. I can't be on the train going to hell. Be careful with the people you align yourself with. I know that's right. I know that's right. Gil says, blessings, everyone. Hallelujah. We're quiet over here on YouTube. God bless you. But we appreciate you being here with us. Amen. Terry says, God gifted me with Gil, a true blessing. I know that's right. Y'all better thank God for each other. Amen. The powerful testimony of a married couple. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love how you are putting down your testimony. So when people go back and read the comments, they will be encouraged based on your story, based on your testimony, both you, Pastor Carr, and the Wheelers. Amen. And you, Elise, we thank y'all for that. We thank you for the testimony. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We love God. And he is wonderful. And he is worthy of our praise. Amen. So let's go ahead and wrap up for today. We're going to pick right back up on this lesson on tomorrow about unachievable standards. We did not get into the written word, but we had the word of the testimony today that is written down in the chat in Facebook that testified of God's goodness. Amen. And we're going to stand on those testimonies on today. Continue to trust God. Continue to believe in God. Don't give up. Amen. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And keep giving your testimony. Amen. Because you are giving God glory. Amen. 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 God bless you. Mwah. Have a wonderful Sunday. God bless you.